This week on Shotcast with Slater Harrison.
You can't watch a horror movie when you're going through puberty.
Why do I like that my cousin comes up next to me when she's scared?
Why am I into
What's
my
going
family?
On right now?
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Looks great.
Yeah, bullet bourbon. Yeah, that's what we're drinking today, folks. I guess I'll start us off. Bullet bourbon. I've had this before. I forget with what guest, but It was like a while ago, so it's nice to come back. Kentucky straight bourbon. Yeah, it's good.
You're doubling up on the alcohol already on the pods?
It's 90 proof, huh?
Holy shit. I thought, like, have you been through all the alcohol already on the pod?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I did. I'm allergic to vodka, so I can't do that one.
Okay.
And I made the mistake of when someone wanted vodka, I got them a bottle, like a personal bottle of it, and then I got myself a personal bottle of gin.
Okay. Which what? Different vibes or?
It's just like you don't take shots of gin.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, well, you guys want to know what fucking nerd I'm talking to right now?
Fucking connoisseur of gin over here.
Oh, yeah, I have this puss pop over here and comedian Matt Lopes. Matt Lopes, say hi.
Thank you so much for having me. I don't drink, and this is a great podcast to try to do more of that.
Yeah, well, after this, you might have a problem.
Yeah, dude, I don't do shots.
Yeah.
The only shots I do are green tea shots, and it's like...
Green tea shots are the best.
Yeah, but how much do they fuck you up versus how much, like, this would fuck you
up
in terms of shots?
This is a totally different family. They're not even in the same generation.
See, I don't even know green tea, like, what part of the green tea shot is the alcohol?
So it's peach schnapps.
Okay. And schnapps is like pussy shit compared
to
bourbon.
Yeah, it's like Fernet or like a liqueur, not like a liquor. You know what I mean?
And how old are you?
I'm 33.
And you fucking know all of this about alcohol.
Honestly, because of my family, full of alcoholics, raging, really doing them proud with this one. All addicts, pretty much, mostly incarcerated. Yeah. But I
Irish, Italian, what are you?
Both.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
My mom's Italian.
Usually so bad at clocking that. That's great.
That was really good. Mm-hmm. Matt's like, I did my research.
I was just, I'm like, am I just throwing shit out there? That's fire. No,
that
I clocked you.
Good. Yeah. There's some other shit in there, but I'm mostly Irish and Italian. I think there's like some French. My mom said Native American. I'm calling bullshit on that. But
okay. Yeah.
I'm like, can I put that on applications for stuff and say I'm indigenous?
Yeah.
Because I will get selected. I'll be a DEI.
100%.
Right?
Dude, I just had a conversation with somebody as to why I might not make it, and they didn't have to tell me, but they did. They were like, you don't do anything, like you're not anything specific, and it's like, fuck, dude,
you're just a white.
I'm just a white big male that doesn't lean into his fatness for comedy.
You know,
it's like, okay, well, the fuck.
That's good though. I fucking hate when people do that.
I love that about me. I love that I've tried so hard to kind of veer away from it, and I still do a couple of those jokes. I feel like if I don't do it during my set, people are gonna leave like, oh, well, he didn't give us one fat joke. So what I usually do is I give them to him first, like just one or two, just to get it out of
the
way.
Off the top,
and then I joke about what I actually want to joke about.
Yeah.
And it came to my attention really recently that it's like, no, the people who embrace their fatness, even though I think it's hack sometimes, are the ones that are going to make it. So,
well, I guess you got to go home and write a bunch of fat jokes.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy because I can't stand when, like, women get on stage and then they're like, oh, yeah, like, a vagina's on stage now. Like, you have a girl on the show. I'm like, they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Right.
We don't need to double down on
it. I know, dude.
I was like, this is why people hate us.
I know.
Stop doing that.
But if you're not going to have that, then you have to have a personality that carries that weight, that still stands you... This still keeps you apart from everybody, from all those other women, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, might as well just fucking do that. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think my comedy, I do this other thing where I fall into, if I'm not doing fat jokes, what my content is just being dumb. And that exists a lot, too.
There's
a
lot of dumb people.
A lot of dumb
America.
People. Fucking, a lot of people do that shit well. Bergazzi, you know? And so I just
got to
figure out. He is.
He's great. That's a very, like, simple. style, dumbed down kind of observational humor, which I enjoy. Yeah, you know, it's not, I don't do it, which is weird.
Yeah, it's so simple. It fucking hits a little part of your funny bone. It's
yeah, it's like a slow burn, but you like it. It's weird because I feel like usually I'll like something that I like that I'm doing or like my kind of humor. I'll like, it's like a mirror, but like that stuff, like I don't do it all, but I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I love your fucking bear hibernating clip.
Yeah,
I think I saw that. Before I met you, I don't know. Or I saw
it's
one.
It's brand new. What are you talking about?
I saw one of your videos before I met you.
Probably the hand one. Probably the one where you're, why does your hand look like that? That's that was one of the ones that went fucking so big.
Wait, what's the hand one?
It's
you're like,
it's
you don't
like
know
a,
this
I'm acting
one?
No, I'm acting like a I act like a little kid who sees somebody who's like disabled for the first time in public. And so I'm like, why did your hand look like that? Why does your fucking hand like look not finished? And I just it's me over and over again just asking so looking at a camera.
I don't know if
as
I
if
saw
it's
that
a,
one. Wow, I'm terrible.
I don't know what it is then. Me and you met a long time ago, but it was like just in passing. I don't know what kind of show it was on. Might have been the I don't know, sometime something at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport. One of the first times you probably did it.
Wow, really? Like not this last time that I saw you there?
No.
What?
Yeah, we met a long time ago. He used to be a receptionist there at the Stress Factory. So if whenever
so you, I met you there like probably like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I was very new. I barely even was doing comedy, so.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Was I nice?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I'm not a bitch.
No, you're not. It's like, who else do I remember that was, like, back then, Natalie Cuomo was another person who just came through and, like, I had no, it was just like, they don't think that you're a comic, so they treat you like you're, like, a regular other person. And comics are usually nice to people who, like,
Our staff.
So, yeah, staff. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, I was basically staff. And everybody, I barely have any bad stories about people who are mean to me at work when I worked at Stress Factory.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like when they roll through, it is such a quick interaction, too, that, like, in order to, like, make an impression, like, a bad one especially, you really had to be a cunt.
You do.
Like, you've got to go out of your way.
Yeah.
I can't stand when people are rude to staff. Even, like, not even just comedy, but, like, restaurants and shit. I'm like, yo, you could suck a dick. Like,
yeah.
I could, like, love this person, and then I see that, I'd be like, oh, I'm out. I can't sign
I'm also,
up for
like,
this.
I'm the same way, but also when somebody at the table that of the party I'm with tries to be funny, to staff that clearly seems stressed out, it's like, dude, it better your whatever your joke you're trying to say better fucking hit with them.
Because
if it doesn't and they have to pretend to be nice, I don't want to be at this table.
Yeah, because then you're gonna double down.
Yeah,
and they're just in the back. You ever see that movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Oh my god, they're like spitting in the food and shit. Dane Cook was in it. Classic, like.
Oh, I've seen
2000s.
Clips. I've seen clips.
Yeah,
that's my go-to. If I haven't seen a movie, I think I've definitely seen clips.
Yeah, just look at the sports highlights. You'll get everything you need.
Facebook does a really good job of showing. The most important or most entertaining clip of every single movie that's ever existed.
Facebook?
If you scroll enough,
Oh, really? Okay, first of all, you're using Facebook. Second, you're scrolling
on
Facebook?
No, hold on. I'm not, like, willingly using Facebook. I find myself on Facebook, okay? I don't fucking like that I use Facebook.
My phone just takes over.
It does, dude. I go to check one notification on Facebook, and then I go to the homepage because I think that has to – that's what's necessary before I exit the app is just to go back to the homepage.
Check in quick.
And then at the right at the bottom of the homepage are three fucking reels, and I don't know why, but that first reel always fucking gets me.
Oh.
They know how to get us, bro.
They've been around the longest.
Yes, and I'm like, okay, just this one reel. I'll just watch this one, then I'll fucking leave. And then it's I'm there for a half hour, bro.
Dude.
And I've seen 12 different movies in like clips. That's where I've probably seen that Ryan Reynolds one. Because I have. I've seen the one where he's like spitting in the food.
Oh,
I've seen
so
that for sure.
Good. It's such a good movie. You gotta watch the full thing when you have a minute. Maybe download it, watch it on the flight to Miami tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Okay.
That's a good plane movie for sure.
Okay, fire.
It's that vibe. You know, you're happy about it.
Yeah.
You'll watch half on the tarmac because spend a lot of time on the tarmac these days. You know?
Yeah.
You don't take off right away.
It's crazy.
Dude.
I just came back from fucking where was I? I was in Illinois, Batavia. We went to Batavia to do Comedy Vault.
That's where Troy just flew out this morning, too.
Yes. Yeah. He's there this week.
Yeah.
They fucking, the entire, like, I fell asleep As soon as I got on the plane,
yeah.
I buckled up, I fell asleep, and then I woke up when we were taking off, and it was a half hour later.
Oh,
I was
dude.
Like, what the fuck? And then we landed, and I woke up because we were landing,
yeah.
and then I was like, okay, I might as well try to stay up because I'm probably going to get off the plane soon. I fell back asleep and woke up 15 minutes later before the doors even fucking opened. I was like, what are we doing here?
Dude, at least you can just like pop in and out. Oh, yeah. Dude,
it's bad. It's bad.
You're not a woman. You would have got diddled so quick.
Women are getting diddled on planes,
oh,
dude?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
That's why you gotta get the aisle so you got witnesses. You get the window.
Wakes up getting diddled. Fucking all you do is you go yeah. up to the guy across the aisle like, you fucking seeing this shit?
Yeah.
You seeing this shit? I'm getting diddled right now.
10F will never be the same, you know? I hate that letter. I hate that number. It's PTSD.
I don't know what it is. I just saw on the news, and it could be complete bullshit, but it was like some guy who just survived a plane crash was in seat like 11 something, and it was the same exact seat that somebody else who was also the lone survivor of another plane crash was in. What? And when you read some shit like that, it gets you fucking it gets you thinking, because I'm not even like spiritual,
yeah.
but I'm like, what are the fucking chances?
Well, you're in the clouds flying too. That's as close as I'm gonna get to religion too. I'm not either. Like, I don't know. I'm not atheist, but I guess agnostic would be the word.
Probably me too. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because like some freaky deaky shit happens. You know, I have like weird ass dreams.
Yeah.
That like feel real, or like I'll see like relatives who have passed away in my dreams a lot, and I'm like, I think there's a breach in the system. Mm-hmm. Like, and you have that weird. Dude. Do you have any? Yeah. You got like a ghost?
No. It's just like, and then there's also like those people who fucking, who just are very religious and are super good at convincing you that it can't be nothing.
Yeah. But then it borderlines cult territory.
I know.
And I'm like, I don't fuck with that shit, Jared Leto. Calm down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
As soon as I start questioning my agnosticism, is like, oh, does he exist? A part of my brain's like, this person's not real. I can't trust this person. I'm so sorry.
They're a figment of my imagination.
Yeah, you're fucking with my head, man. I'm so sorry.
I need to cut
Stop
you out
trying
of my
to
life.
Believe me. Stop trying to make me believe in God, please.
Dude, it's weird. It's like anything. Like when anyone tries to like force something on you, it can be a religion or a TV show.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter the category. Yep. Like just that like vibe of like someone like trying to.
What are you doing to me?
Yeah. I'm like, can we calm down? Because I gotta make my own decisions, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I do. It's so bad. My sister.
I'm in control.
I know my truth. It's crazy because one of my sisters is like super religious.
Yeah.
And like we grew up Catholic because the Irish side. Mm-hmm. And I think when we got to like high school, maybe they were like, all right, like, you know, you don't have to go to church, but if you want to, you can.
Yeah.
And I was like, you little sly bitch.
Yeah.
And then my parents got divorced, and my mom was like, you're coming. I was like, okay.
Because that's what'll fix the divorce.
I'm like, what are you trying
going
to fuck
church.
A priest?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
They are active. Your Italian side wasn't very, like church heavy?
Because
mine wasn't either.
No.
But they definitely, they were always like, he exists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if he exists and you believe that you have to go to church, why aren't you guys in fucking church?
Yeah, like they only forced God and said that he existed in my house growing up, like as if it was like Santa, you know?
Yeah.
Like when they needed him to make you behave.
Hell yeah.
That's when they were like, oh no, he's watching. I'm like,
yeah.
Is he though?
How beneficial.
Yeah, I'm like, so are Santa and Jesus both in the North Pole right now? Like, are they buddies?
Dude,
do they know about each other?
They fucking, they're definitely doing something together.
I can see that. They both got great fits, you know? Like, fashionistas. Everybody north is really crushing it. Heaven's real north, but like, you get it.
I love the, I hate the social media stuff with the scrolling and the, is that me?
No, that's our shot glass.
That's the shot? Okay, fuck. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
The social media thing about like seeing movie clips and stuff on just within and reels and stuff, that's something that's, in terms of movies, I haven't really watched anything since,
I probably gave you a little more. Let me even that out so we're on the same level.
You did.
You know.
It's okay.
Do you think that's the same? Well, also, I'm like 120 pounds. So.
Okay,
but
yeah.
This is my problem, though. Like, I did that, like, since, like, high school. Like, I could drink with the boys. And then I do, and then I'm going to end up on SVU. You know what I mean?
How many times have you fucking like thrown up after a night of drinking?
Is been it has touched it been a on lot? A plane? Just gonna keep calling back to that. How many times have I what thrown up?
Thrown up after like a fucking night of drinking. Do you do that a lot, or do you usually when you were drinking right back in high school or college? Did you drink until you had to throw up, or?
Oh yeah, like next day morning yeah. hang up. Or hang up, wow. Morning
hangovers?
Hangover, yeah.
You've had a lot of those? I've, like, had maybe one, I think.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Well, you know what I think it is? Well, cliffhanger. Let's do this, okay. And then I'll tell you. Everybody.
I need to chase it. I need to chase it.
Oh, you too.
Especially with the amount that you're giving, that you're putting in there. This is okay. The one shot?
Yeah, you know, look,
or is half of this a shot? What look, the fuck?
I don't know, because people say that this looks like it's bigger than a shot,
uh-huh.
But then the liquor store guy gave me this and said, this is a standard measured one shot. I wish I had all of it.
And you drink half
maybe
of
we
it.
Could pour that into the, because they're in the same family.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe we could just pour this into this,
uh-huh.
And then pour that into this, and then see if it does make a full shot.
Okay. Okay.
We'll do that later. That'll be a little social mm-hmm. experiment for us. Behind the scenes, you got to pay for that. You got to subscribe to Patreon. You want to see me put this big bottle in a little bottle and then into a shot glass?
Also, I'm on Ozempic now. I recently got on Ozempic, so I don't know how the fuck that's going to affect alcohol. I don't know how alcohol affects Ozempic or if it even does.
Yeah, okay.
So.
When did we start the O?
We started it 2-3 weeks ago. I'm in a great
fresh.
Position where, yeah,
fresh.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow, you're in a great position.
When
you're putting the shot on your ass, where does it go?
It goes in my stomach. It just goes anywhere in the fat, and I can't even do it myself. I literally have my mom do it. I wake her up and I'm like, you have to fucking do this for me right now.
I wake her up. What do you mean?
I live with my mom.
I know, but you have to do it in the middle of the night?
No, we do it in the mornings.
Mom!
I'm about to leave, mother. Can you please just put the Ozempic in so I don't have to worry about it later? And then she's trying. She's trying to put it in, but my hand's on her wrist and won't let her. Like, it's just, I'm grabbing her and she's like, Matt, please, you're hurting me. And I'm like, you can't put it inside me. You can't. Even though I'm asking her to do it. Like, once that little needle comes, and it's the smallest fucking needle.
Is it?
It's, you can't feel a fucking thing. You can't feel it at all.
Okay, because I haven't seen the shots?
Yeah, it's super small, dude.
It is?
It's
okay.
It's literally the smallest thing. It's smaller than a pinprick.
You're just scared of needles?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even like...
It's a common fear.
No, it's because it's this area, though. It's the stomach, okay? It's like right next to the fucking organs. If she put it in my arm, I'd have no problem.
Yeah.
And she can, but she read somewhere at work that the stomach is more effective for shots like this. So
she won't
administer it to me unless she gets to put it in my stomach, and I'm like grabbing her wrists.
It's probably so like contradicting to her, like counterintuitive, because you know you were in her stomach and it was going out, and now she's trying to go in your stomach.
yeah.
It's just a weird.
I'm getting weirded the fuck out.
Weird Ozempic inception.
But it's also like I don't even know if that's fucking true, and she could be right, but she could also be very wrong. I just found out that a lot of people, you know how we grew up. Did you? Well, maybe you haven't, but like I grew up thinking that washing your hands with warm, hot water was better than washing it with cold.
I think that too. I feel like
we grew up. Teachers, parents telling us wash your hands with fucking warm water. Yeah. And I just found out today. I just looked it up that it doesn't matter if you're washing with warm or cold water, as long as you're using soap, it's fucking just as effective.
No, I've been using jizz, so I'm fucked. God damn it!
Jesus Christ!
I was so close. I had the temperature right, but not the substance. What? Okay, this actually reminds me, because this is also a fucking hot take, dude. So, when you brush your teeth, do you use cold or warm water?
Cold.
You use cold. Thank you.
But I rinse with, I think I rinse with warm.
With like warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a little boop boop. Yeah.
A little boop boop, you know.
Okay, thank you. Because I said that I brush my teeth with cold water and they're like, that's disgusting. Like it needs to be warm. It has to kill the germs. I'm like, that's what the brushing and the toothpaste is doing.
Yeah, I can't have warm toothpaste in my mouth.
Yeah, right?
That's weird.
That's gross.
That's like cum. I'm a straight man. I'm good.
And then that's when it goes to my hands. It's all connected. There's a lot of weird.
I'm not washing my hands with the toothpaste. I'm putting it in my mouth. It's got to be cold.
Yeah. Everything in my mouth has to be cold and hard. That's it. Everything going out warm. Yeah. Hands warm.
Yes.
That's so weird. Oh, my God. Okay, so you're 3 weeks in on the O.
Yeah. And okay. I haven't weighed myself yet. I'm not even trying to look at it. I'm just feeling how I'm just trying to see how I feel about being on it, because it's supposed to take a couple weeks to kind of kick in anyway with my appetite, changing my appetite up.
Okay.
And I've definitely felt that. I've only been eating maybe once or twice a day instead of the 5-6.
You broke it down. You went from double digits to single. That's
good. Back when I had a job and I had to work, I had to get up early to go to work, I was stopping by Dunkin' in the morning, mm-hmm, around 9 or 10. I was going to Subway at 12. After work around 5, I'd go somewhere else. And then at nighttime, I would, if I'm still out, I'd go to fucking Wendy's at 2 a.m. or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. That was literally every night.
You just explained my whole weekend in high school.
Yeah, dude. Always fucking eating. And they're all meals. They're not I'm not snacking.
Yeah, you're I'm not like, grazing. This is first you're not meal, second meal. Grass. You were, yeah. You were mowing the lawn.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Four fucking straight meals.
But it's fucking hard. Because once you get in that routine, then your brain is just sending signals
100%.
You know what I mean?
I'm not even fucking hungry. I don't think I've ever been hungry in my entire life. I don't think I ever have been. I think what's going on is I love the idea of the taste of a food.
Yeah.
And I love putting it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then once it's in my mouth, I can't just taste it and spit it out. I have to swallow it.
Yeah.
Because it just seems wrong.
Who the
fuck
is tasting it and spitting it out?
Fucking people.
Well, yeah.
People are just better at not putting it in their mouth to begin with.
Yeah.
And I can't. I think my obsession with food isn't about eating. It's about tasting.
Yeah.
Tasting.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about appetite.
At least you're tasting it, though. Yeah. Well, you know what? That is such a good reminder. Only eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired, right. Whatever. And it seems so simple, but there's so many other. Because I think I have an oral fixation, mm-hmm, where
hell yeah,
I know. Every time I say that, I'm we can't come up with a better scientific term. I just picture the fucking guy at the board meeting, just oral fixation, and everyone's yeah,
that's perfect.
You know,
make women say that.
Yeah. They're tell her she has it. So hot. Just nail biting. You might have an oral fixation. Shut up.
When you go to your doctor, tell him that you have an oral fixation.
Yeah. Ozempic may cause oral fixation.
And you're why? Is that the best way to say it? No, we just want that doctor to get kind of hard when you say it.
Yeah, exactly. Let me write you a script with my dick. Yeah, yeah. Let me get on that pad.
Yeah, let me use my ink.
Yeah, exactly. You can. Oh my God. But it's so funny because I do that with, which is probably a worse issue, but mm-hmm, I guess addiction's addiction. It doesn't really matter what kind of beast it is. I think it's all the same kind of struggle. But I'm like that with Zins. I just, I know it's bad for me. I don't even like the look of it. Sure. I don't like usually the flavor because they're freaking running out of good flavors. Because
how long has Zin been around, though? About 3-4 years now?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's been popular. So as soon as it came along, you probably just you were doing it maybe a couple times just to try it out, and then you've been addicted for a long time. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, and then they always kind of put it in this their selling point is, get on this to stop smoking cigs. And I never smoked cigs. I never had an addiction to nicotine.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend at the time had them. He actually had these ones who were out before Zen. And look at me, I'm double dipping. That's not necessary. We don't need to.
Wait, you're putting both in your mouth at the same time?
No, I'm just changing.
You're just
flavors.
Going back and forth.
It's like Christmas. I don't because this one's only got one left. I could tell by the sound. Honestly, I think there really is just one. Yeah, there is.
Jesus Christ.
And then this one.
Oh no, she's so fucked.
So I'm gonna run out of that. I gotta bring my backup case. How fucked is that, dude? I never I've maybe smoked a cig here and there, mm-hmm, drunk out and but I shockingly never smoked them, and I have a very addictive personality, so thank God I wasn't I didn't fall down that rabbit hole. But
you look like you'd tear up a cig.
Right?
Yeah.
I think
I could see you actually standing outside whatever building this is. Right? And just fucking, yeah, hell
people
yeah.
People are very
especially
shocked.
Especially with the light rain coming down.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just standing out there, dude. You got those thin lips. Just fucking
just like,
throw a little cig in there. Yeah, yeah, dude.
Just try to film Kill Bill for
just on your fucking phone with it. Just go back to your phone, dude.
Blowing it in children's faces.
Yeah,
I don't fucking care. Yeah, very Uma Thurman of me.
Hell yeah. But very 8 Mile. You would fit perfectly in like a Detroit.
Oh my God.
And just like a trailer park with a cigarette.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got it. I say it in the best way. I'm not saying it to like fuck with you. I would say it's like if you were typecast in a fucking film.
That would be it.
You'd go crazy in that. Yeah, you'd get that part.
Hey, you know what? If I ever act, I'm going to make sure that all the casting calls I respond to are for ladies smoking outside and being upset in the rain.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. So 3 weeks on O.
Yeah.
No symptoms? Like
I felt my appetite. It's reducing.
I mean, besides
slowly.
That, I mean, that's kind of the result I guess you want.
Oh, energy is up.
It is?
Yeah, yeah. I'm way less cranky about walking around, especially like this month we're doing a lot of traveling. We're going away almost every weekend this month.
Okay.
When usually it's like twice a month. And so this week we're like going to Miami tomorrow. We're doing Magoobies in Maryland
nice.
Next weekend. We just got back from Illinois. We got back from Dayton, Ohio, Philadelphia. And walking.
I love Philly.
The in and out of those airports.
Helium
just fucking,
in Philly?
Yeah. So good.
Security
dude.
Guy there, I forget his name. Love him though.
Mike?
I think so. The big black dude?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He's great.
He makes the bracelets?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the bracelets.
Oh, my God. I still have his. I got to wear it when I go there next month. I'll be there. Oh, actually, no, it's August. But, yeah, he's so great.
So a lot of the airport walking is fucking, we used to be like, I don't know, doable, but still like tough, you know? Like I wouldn't want to do it. But now it's like sometimes if I'm feeling good, which is partly because of the I used to be on Mounjaro before this. Yeah, I tried that for a little while because my mom had some like just sample shots of that, which is
is your mom like a nurse or something?
No, dude, she just gets this shit.
She's just at the black
bro,
market.
Bro, Italians are so it might be, dude. It might be. No, she goes to her fucking
doctor. The Italian market, I'm sorry.
Who has to be like a witch doctor, you know? Like,
yes.
She's just like giving my mom different things to try for free, and it's like, don't trust this woman.
Dude.
You're being her little guinea pig right now, you know?
Yeah, she's just on a wheel. She's just pushing out stuff, and it's all going to you first, like,
yeah,
look,
dude.
We'll do a trial run with my son. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. I'll take anything.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
mom,
yeah,
so
mom,
good. I'm
put
so
it
gullible.
In my belly button.
When it comes to my mom, I'm so fucking gullible. I am so, like,
really?
I have so much trust in that woman. And the entire, she was telling me for the longest time that these pills that I've been taking are just to, like, make me more thirsty. Like, just so, like, it's supposed to, she says what's supposed to happen is my mouth's supposed to get dry, so I want to drink water. And then one day I was talking to my friend, and she's like, what are you putting in your body? And I read her the name, she looked it up, and they're fucking diet pills. And it's like, my mom's just been fucking
She's been channeling this.
Yeah, and
she's
I've just been taking them, dude. It's like, I've been trusting this woman my fucking entire life. And she thinks that you can wash your hands with hot water and it's better than cold, and it's not, you know? Like, what's going on right now?
Dude, what does she do for work, then?
She's a graphic designer.
I'm just picturing her in a lab in your basement, just fucking Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
We're going to take over the world.
Dude,
oh,
yeah.
That's Pinky in the Brain, but same shit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
No, but she's a graphic designer.
She's just making potions?
Yeah.
Wow.
My sister's actually a nurse. And
I was going to say, is it just you? But okay, you have
no,
a sister?
Yeah, I have a sister who lives in Colorado now. And she, like, my mom, she is getting a little better because whenever she does have a question, she just goes to my sister. But my sister is also the same way.
Learned.
It's like
she's like, look, there's side effects happening. I didn't realize. I got to talk to her about it.
When you're not related to doctors, you don't know doctors personally, you think that they're really knowledgeable and really have a fucking skill set.
Oh, yeah.
And then my sister became one, and I'm like, holy shit, like, how do you have all this skill? And she's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I have to reference a book every time I want to.
Dude, ominous. they never know what they're fucking doing. Half of my blackout crazy ass sorority bitches from Buffalo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Half of them, I'm not kidding, have become pharmacists.
Holy shit.
And I was like, you all have little white lab coats? I'm like, I don't trust anything. Like,
yeah, this is too much.
We could trade if you're not.
Yeah, we'll trade.
Okay. Okay. I have herpes, but it's fine.
Fuck.
Fuck.
They always do, bruh.
They always do. It's not his peas. It's her peas.
Do you actually? You're joking, right?
No, I don't. I don't. I wouldn't. If I did, I wouldn't say it publicly.
Oh, okay. Thank God. You just wouldn't have ever offered me to take it.
Okay, yeah, okay, exactly. Great. Yeah. Right. I know where I split. Whew. All right.
Oh.
All right.
It's really great. It's
it's, you know, bullet bourbon. I'm going to bite the bullet. Oh. You need more pep?
I do.
Need more pep in your step? In your throat piece?
I'm not going to get this done. We have two more after this?
No, I don't. I lost track, honestly.
Oh, no. Thank you.
It's going to be fun. You'll be all right.
It's nice and cold. Thank
yeah,
you.
See, there you go.
God damn.
It's all going to be okay.
It's going to be fine. We're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun. We have fun here, okay?
I don't think I've ever done five shots in a row.
You know what, Rick? How many souls have I collected through this podcast, dude? I should call it Soulcast. I just feel like, you ever see Hercules as a kid, the cartoon movie?
No, I know of it, but I've never watched it.
You're like, I saw clips on Facebook.
I've seen clips on Facebook.
Dude, I just rewatched it hungover as fucking bed on Sunday, so it's like top of mind.
It's Danny DeVito as the one of the gargoyles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's like a goat thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's some Greek mythology shit.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even know that until I watched it again since I think the last time I saw it was like probably 10. Uh-huh. And it was on Hulu. And it was like just on live TV because, you know, I got that live TV subscription.
Hell yeah. God damn.
Yeah, baby. She's making the big bucks.
But yeah, you don't fucking know that it's like these well-known people until later in life.
And then you watch it and you're like, oh my God. That's like when you watch any like kids movie as an adult and you catch all the adult jokes.
Yeah.
That you did not notice as a child.
Uh-huh.
It was wild.
Lilo and Stitch, I think, is my favorite movie of all time, but I'm not even going to go see the live action one because I heard it was dog shit, and I heard they didn't even put Gantu in that bitch, and I'm like, nah, Gantu's one of the best parts of the original film, so I'm not gonna go if they completely just didn't put the shark guy in the live action.
Who's Gantu?
Gantu was the huge fucking blue shark guy, like alien, that was like hunting Stitch throughout the whole movie. Like, he's not even in the fucking live action now.
Yeah, they didn't even do the punch button.
Yeah, fucking none of that shit, dude.
I did see it. And
was it okay? Did you like it a little bit?
I was on the verge of tears like three times.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he's like, Ohana means family. And I was like, stop it. He's so cute.
Did he have his little like twitchy moments that he had in the first movie? Because I love like how fast he would move.
Yeah, there was like good, like he looked like he needed some Adderall.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Found someone snorted it. He doesn't have ADHD. Either way.
All right, that's dope. I really haven't heard any reviews of people who liked it. So if you liked it.
It was good. Yeah, a lot of people shit on it. And I think because they just had that idea that you probably had in your head where you kind of wanted to see those pinnacle parts that you remember from your childhood.
Of course, dude.
And they kind of vetoed it. But looking at it now that I've seen it, mm-hmm. if they did put that in there, it kind of would have been a force because they did have a storyline.
Sure. Yeah. I understand they probably had something that they wanted to do with it. But it's like I never watched How to Train Your Dragon or anything like that, but I heard
the
new movie is going to be like a shot-for-shot remake.
Really?
And I think if that was going to be if that's what we're doing for – I wouldn't mind that for a Lilo and Stitch if they were going to do a whole.
Yeah.
You
know?
Just because I hold those characters to such high like regard from my fucking childhood.
Dude, same. And the big sister in the real live action one is hot as fuck.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, so I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she of age?
I hope so.
I knew Nani in the fucking in the animated film was like in her 20s, so she was fair game.
Oh, really? Oh.
But I don't know how Nani is in this.
I never even like thought about the ages of animated
characters. I had to. When I was little, I didn't either, but not when you grow up, you have to fucking check. You can't just be at a party saying,
I can't jerk off to an underage animated character.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
You can't.
I'm being
like,
dead ass.
Me, like, I tried, and I just wasn't even able to finish.
I've been in conversations where the people are like, you can't fucking say that, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I didn't know. I used to, when I was little, it was fine. I can't say it now.
Isn't that so weird?
I can't say I like Lizzie McGuire. I think Lizzie McGuire's hot. No, I can't, I guess.
She was hot. And I loved the car. I would take either. I'd take the cartoon or her in real life. Uh-huh. Hilary Duff slaps.
Now, she's still nice.
She's great.
Dude, crazy.
She's so great.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Happy that she made it out of the hold of like that Amanda Bynes, like, that's sad. When I see that stuff, like, I feel really bad. And people make fun and stuff.
Lindsay
and, like,
Lohan had a little phase, but she
but
got
now
out
she's
of it.
Back, bro.
Oh, boy, dude. What a redemption arc.
Yo, so my live TV Hulu thing, she's on every fucking commercial. She's doing, like, an aerobics commercial for some yoga thing. She was on, like, Tea Leaf iced tea commercial.
They're,
she was
they're
on
bringing back
one.
Freaky Friday.
Yo, yeah, she's crushing it. She did a Hallmark Christmas movie last year. I watched high as shit. It was amazing. I was like, I don't know why, but this shit slaps.
Is she back? Is she
she's
so back.
Back? She's back. She's back with a brand new, not rap, I don't know what, brand new face.
Hell yeah.
But I'm like, dude, hell yeah. I hate when people also, like, just shit on, you know, celebrities for, like, getting work done. I'm like, they're in Hollywood, bro. Like, I'm not even in Hollywood, and I'm getting shamed for not doing Botox yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm going to rock the baby face as long as I can.
I think it's a great idea.
And then once I see things really going south up here, then maybe I'll dabble.
Do you know when that's going to, do you have, like, a fucking, like, something in your mind that you know, like, once this specific thing happens to my face, then I'll do it? Or are you just going with the flow and you'll see one day?
I'm just riding the tidal wave, you know? I'm just gonna see what happens and then deal with it when it does.
Yeah.
Kind of.
How
do that
does it run
in
your family? You have, like, older family members that still look kind of good, or what?
Yeah, yeah. I have a good gene pool on both sides. Thank God.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad looks great. I just went home, like, 3 weeks ago, and he's, like, on a fitness kick. You know when, like, men in their mid-50s are like, I'm going to go to the gym every day now?
Yeah.
Like, and he's, like, ex-Army, so he's, like, used to regimen, and, like, he was very strict growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So when my parents got divorced, I was like, fuck yeah, because I live with my mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, now I can do whatever the fuck I want, because she got high all the time. She didn't know what's going on. She's a great mom. Great mom.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time.
But once the responsibilities out the door, she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
And she was working, like, three jobs. Like, she's from the Bronx. She's a badass bitch. But my dad, he's, like, in this whole. He used to do kung fu for many years.
Sick.
Yeah, and then he had, like, this weird, like, bamboo stick.
He's Irish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking kung fu, that's sick.
I know.
Okay,
what
a choice.
kung fu, I don't know what an Irish animal is. I'm like, kung fu panda? What would Irish be? Kung fu goat?
Yeah, probably.
Kung
yeah.
fu potato?
That sounds fun. Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't know. But he...
kung fu bottle of alcohol?
Kung fu whiskey? Let's get it. His side of the family is where the alcohol problems stem from, but... he's now, when I just saw him, he's like, oh yeah, no, I've been working out, blah, blah. And he looks so, like, when he picked me up from the train, like, I was like, I didn't, like, almost didn't recognize him. Like, he lost so much weight. Cause when you lose a lot of weight, first it goes, like, you know, like here and then your neck. So, like, he was clothed. Obviously, I don't see my dad naked. That'd be weird.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, dad, like, you look good. And he was like, thanks. He's like, I shaved my chest and everything, too.
Oh.
And then we get back to his apartment and he's like, just look, it's not weird. Just look at how great this is. And I'm like, dad, this is weird. And any, like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I just, like, drag my suitcase. I'm like, please don't talk to me until tomorrow morning.
Closed door. Open the door.
Yeah,
it does look pretty good, though.
I'm just like, good night. You have a great bod now. Like, it's like those Axe body commercials. You remember those?
Yeah.
I want your bod. I'm thinking about your bod. Check
Holy
out that
fuck.
Bod. I miss those commercials. That's like the five gum commercials. Remember those?
Yeah.
The sensory ones?
Of course. Was it all, like, black and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those ones.
I remember
a lot.
The one where it was like a minty one. So, like, the person was, like, in this, like, little ball pit, but they were like, the balls were like the mini silver things, and it was like pulsating, and I was like, this
stimulate
is sexual. Like,
yeah, hell yeah.
I'm like, well, I really
you're
want...
You telling me to fuck right now?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll chew gum, and then I'm gonna fuck? Is that what you're saying? I'm like, in high school.
Are you really selling gum, like, with sex? That's crazy.
I'm just in 10th grade, like, you guys wanna strip of this gum?
Yeah. I got five gum. You're in fucking 7th grade, you're like, y'all wanna fuck after we chew this gum?
You chew some five. We're going to be 69 and pretty soon.
I hear this is the gum that makes you fuck.
this is the gum that makes you cum. Five gum. Dirty mouth. Clean it up with Orbit. That was another great
one. Oh, shit, bro. Yeah.
Remember that blonde
bitch?
That
was so hot.
Where'd she go?
Dude, they knew exactly what they were fucking doing.
I wanted to follow her, yeah.
They're like, this random woman who won't be popular after these commercials is going to do exactly what we need her to do.
Yeah.
And she's going to help us sell this gum by being hot as fuck.
Exactly. And I don't even know what accent that was. Was it Australian? British?
Couldn't remember.
Right?
I probably know now, but at the time, no idea.
No, it didn't matter. It just sounded
we just knew it was fire.
It was fucking my ears, and I liked it. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm going to buy it.
It could have been Polish or Swedish, you know?
It could have been Swahili. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It wasn't even English, and we were all just entranced.
Yeah.
We run it back now, and she's like, what are you doing?
We're like, fuck, whoa. How do we understand this as a kid?
Yeah.
But we didn't need to. Yeah. Because she was so hot.
Like, you can have gum at any age.
Wash out my Hema orbit. We're like, I got to get some gum.
Dude, commercials when you were a kid were so different, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember even, like, the shows growing up. Like, I was a big Cartoon Network bitch.
Okay.
You like Ed, and Eddie?
Yeah,
and
all
that stuff. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, my God.
So I think I'm a little after that, but I still loved, like, Foster's Home.
Yeah.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. So
that
far.
That shit was traumatic.
Yeah, sometimes
it was. I was scared. Mm-hmm. I was scared. That's, like, the first time I saw The Ring.
Never seen it. But I heard the hype about it. I heard a lot of people fucking hated that movie.
Facebook scrolls, 7 days. I get it.
It was that movie, and then it was another movie people were always talking about when I was like maybe 7 or 8 called like Dead Silence, which was about like some puppets or whatever the fuck.
Oh, I don't even know that.
Yeah,
one.
I don't know. It was just, I would go to my cousin's house and they would be fucking not having a good time. And I asked why, and they were like, we saw a fucked up movie last night, man.
Yeah, it changed you.
You can't
watch a horror movie when you're going through puberty.
You can't.
Like, your emotions are way too fucking susceptible
That's
at that
true.
Time.
That's true.
So you, like, see it, and you're like, oh, my God. You're like, why am I coming, and why am I terrified? But why do I like it?
Yeah.
Why do I want to watch it again?
Yeah.
Why do I want to talk about this on the bus at 7 a.m.?
Why do I like that my cousin comes up next to me when she's scared?
Why am I into my family?
What's going on right now?
why am I
attracted to my first cousin right now?
First?
It's like, oh no, it's just the puberty. It's just the puberty.
Yeah. I didn't know about incest yet, so it doesn't count. If you don't know, it doesn't count, mm-hmm. right? So just 100%. Blame ignorance. Ignorance is bliss.
Yes, dude.
You know?
Totally bliss.
I believe completely. In that fully.
I say that myself all the time.
If I don't know, then mm-hmm. I don't care.
Correct.
And not caring is pretty fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Do you watch Pen 15?
No, I have to. Dude. I heard great things.
Yeah, I'm going to write a list at the end of this.
because I
mentioned some bangers.
Some fire ones?
And I think
okay.
you would like them.
Okay.
But it's basically just going through like the whole like puberty thing. It's like
but
Broad
they're, but
City.
They're play,
but
play adult, they're adults playing
with
kids,
the kids,
right? Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
Like the kids that they're, or their age that they're playing, and the kids that they're doing the scenes with are actually that age.
Okay. So what happens
like,
if like
I'm
they
like,
have
there had
have,
to
like,
be a coordinator on set.
Yeah. What happens if like they have a kissing scene?
They do it like as the grown woman and like the 12-year-old boy.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is so crazy. But they don't like get like they
sure.
don't even do it no GPHJ.
They handle it tastefully.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They
good.
Just do like a little kiss.
Interesting.
But I'm like, dude,
you think
that's
if the
crazy.
Roles were reversed and there were male main characters, it'd be a problem or what?
Probably. But hey, we gotta take it when we can get it. You know what I mean? Do you remember your first kiss?
I was 17, dude.
Wow, late bloomer, but good for you.
I had a girlfriend back in elementary school way before that, but all we ever did was hug. And I
that's
yeah,
hot.
Yeah,
that's
I even told her that I loved her, and we never even kissed. And I was
I
love you.
I love you. That's like an episode of Love on the Spectrum.
any elementary school relationship is Love on the Spectrum, dude.
You're like, you know, playing with trucks, and then you're like, hug.
Yeah. Do you want to go see the movie RV in movie theaters with me?
Dude.
The one with Robin Williams in the RV.
The movies, when you went to the movies as an adolescent
mm-hmm.
with someone else,
yeah.
usually it's a group, but you know what you're there for.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like you have like, there's like 4 or 6 of you, but like the you and the one, that's the two, that's the match that you're trying to make happen.
Yes.
And that shit was crazy. The pressure was insane though.
Of course.
Like you would be in there and like you'd think you had to hold holding hands or like.
Yeah, I would. Kiss. I would fumble every fucking time.
Oh my god, me too.
I'd fumble every time. I'd be like, "What a good movie, right?"
Yeah. Oh my god.
Well, that's why we were here. Anybody even fucking said, "Why didn't you kiss me?" I'd be like, "We're obviously here for the fucking movies.
Watch the fucking film."
If I wanted to kiss you, we would have gone to the fucking strip club or something. I'm 8. I would have known where to fucking take you if I wanted to kiss you.
I'm gonna throw my 50-cent allowance at those strippers. I'm gonna make it hail. Yeah. All right.
I would obviously take you behind the fucking dumpsters if I wanted to kiss you, bitch.
You cum dumpster. That's what you're
I'm
gonna
7.
Be.
I know where to take a bitch when I want to kiss her. All right.
I didn't want
to
kiss you.
It's not to the movies. We're watching the movie right now.
I wanted to watch the spectacle. Okay. Yeah. Dude, you know what's fucked up? I don't even remember my first kiss.
You don't?
Sad?
Whoa, what? Yeah. How?
So whoever remembers kissing me at a young age, please, you know, write
How
in.
How do you forget?
In.
What did you do? Did you go
up?
Through something or what?
I don't know.
Oh, you.
I'm a suppressor.
Yeah, brother.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Whew. All
right. Dude, if the Pepsi wasn't here, I know I'd be throwing up.
All right, Kendall Jenner. Drink Pepsi on this.
Sorry.
On the army lines.
The pep. You want to say the Pepsi? Pep.
We don't talk about okay. that. No.
My first kiss, I was 17. And we went to the park because that's something that she wanted to do. I would have never gone to a park.
The park in Connecticut?
There's multiple parks
the
in Connecticut.
The Central
yeah,
Park there's in Connecticut.
Like, it's probably somewhere in like.
But you
Fairfield
went to the high grade and, one. I hope.
Yeah, I brought her to a good park that had like animals and shit.
Yeah, they good pee.
Yeah, hell yeah. We found like a nice picnic table. She was very into like Disney stuff. So
a Disney child is fine.
She was
Disney
a Disney.
Adult,
she was like a little. She was like a Disney teen. She wanted to be part of like the college program.
Oh.
Her entire life was like oriented or centered around being like a Disney princess. Like she,
okay.
She had her aspirations and shit, and I wanted that so bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I loved
you
that.
Want
a little
taste,
dude, a little me.
A little taste of the Magic Kingdom.
17-year-old me fucking wanted that shit so bad. I was like, yes, bro.
Like, this is the happiest place on earth.
I'm the beast. You know? And so
give me that candlestick. I don't know if I hate it once, I hate it twice.
I took her to the beach. Not the beach, the park.
Yeah,
we
don't fabricate
gonna,
it. Down. You went to the goddamn park. You went,
we
to,
went
a,
to the park under
you
a fucking
alleyway.
Tree. We had Oreos, and then we took a walk. We saw we were petting like fucking goats and chickens.
Wait,
and
what?
At the park, yeah, they had like goats and chickens. I don't
so
know.
So you
were
at a zoo?
Of, oh, no.
There were wild goats running around.
No,
in this
they
park.
Were in like a
what is
cages.
Connecticut?
They were in Canadia. I don't know. They were in cages though.
You were literally infiltrating a goat mafia. And you're like, ah, it's all right, Mr.
I don't know.
Soprano.
It had a playground and then it also had goats, dude.
Okay,
it has
so
to be a park.
It was kid friendly, so it was kids friendly.
Yes, hell
okay.
yeah. And
okay.
so we found a little picnic table and
little
we were just
haystack.
Staring at the lake out in the middle of the park. And
that sounds like a magical made up Narnia, but
dude,
I love
yeah,
it.
No, it was good. I had to be romantic like, because she was, you know, I had to make this good for her. She
yeah,
was fucking,
Disney.
She wanted to lose her virginity in fucking in like Disney World in the Magic Kingdom, and I was like, well, I'm not doing that. So let's give her a good first date.
Well, you had goats, you had water, you had trees. It sounds nice.
It's basically fucking Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And so I was sitting behind her. I remember I was like kind of holding her. She was in front of me. We were both like looking forward. And I asked her if she wanted to be my girlfriend, and she said yes. And then she looked back, and that's when we had our first kiss.
Aww.
It was good. It was nice. It was fucking sick.
That is nice.
I think the fact that you don't remember yours is really problematic.
I have issues. And I've never gone to therapy. Maybe
is it because you were kissing so many boys at such a young age? Or?
No. I was such a tease.
Okay.
Yeah, big tease. Like, I talked big game, never followed through. I was such a prude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you even know, like, what the age was or what?
No, I literally have no idea. Isn't that so sad?
It's not, like, sad. It's, like, problematic. It's
you
like,
looked at me with
why
such
the
disdain.
Fuck? It's not, like, sad. It's fucking, like, terrifying. Like, why do you not know?
I don't know, and I'm really upset about it. Like, I wish I knew, but
there's gotta be a reason though. You can't just be like, I don't know.
I played a lot of Spin the Bottle, so I think it just got lost in the mix.
So you think maybe there was one night where you were just too drunk where it probably just happened. Then that's your answer, bro.
Yeah.
There's your. I'm over here confused as fuck. I'm like, how the fuck does somebody not remember something like
You're
that?
Like, I just went from hug to fuck.
It's a core memory.
It was really.
Do you remember losing your virginity, or was that also something that's fucking blurred?
I remember that.
All right, thank God,
bro. It was on a futon, so that's hard to forget. I still have back issues, you know. My disc 18 is still not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my first kiss on the cheek, though, which is so weird.
Okay. Well, hold on. That's also kind of cute. That's cute.
That was third grade. He was cute. In second. Always went for the younger men.
Well, also, like, I don't know. When I was, like, young, like, 2, 3, like, my mom would always kiss me on the lips, but I don't think that counts.
No, we don't ever. Yeah, don't say that.
For me, it was problematic. For me, it was problematic because she never really told me when, like, she never told me when to stop doing that. She just, one day, she was just like, stop.
Dude.
And I'm confused as fuck because I'm like 5 or 6. I'm like, this is what we do, bitch.
Well,
this is how I say hi to you. I kiss you on the fucking lips.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
And then one day we're around the family. You don't want to fucking kiss your son on the lips anymore. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, because dad's watching?
Yeah. You think he's going to get jealous, bitch?
Like, what's this cuck going to do? He loves it. Sick daddy. Dude, I remember the first kiss on the cheek, I was on a school bus. So, mm-hmm. And it was like, I was in third grade, he was in second. And my high school, upstate New York, it's so weird. We had like K through 3 and then a 4 or 5 building.
Okay.
And then like 6 through 8 was middle school and then 9, 12 was high school.
Okay.
So like, I knew that was the last time I was going to like see him, and that was all dramatic, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like building it up in my head, and I weirdly remember all of this. But not my Spin the Bottle memory. And so we're on the bus, and, like, it's getting to my stop, and I'm like, I'm not going to see him ever again.
Oh,
like,
no.
He's, like, it was like he was going, like, he just got drafted. Like,
and this is all going on in your head. He has, in real life, you're sitting next to him or whatever the fuck, and it's just, like,
yeah,
quiet.
Like, we're buds.
It's cool. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
and
okay.
I was like, no, I was courting you this whole time.
Yeah.
And then we get to my stop, and I was like, all right, well, bye, Kevin. And he looked at me, and then I, like, kissed him on the cheek, and he was like, and then I got off, and, like, I walked out, and I was like, look back. You'll regret it if you don't. And I looked back, and he was literally at the window like.
Bro went home and jerked off that night,
dude.
So sick.
Yeah, and he's married now to a really hot Latina bitch.
Cool,
and I was like,
dude.
Good for you, Kev.
You wouldn't have had that if you never had me,
yeah,
bitch.
I'm like, you're welcome for setting your standards high at the age of 8.
That's so fucking sick.
Yeah.
I remember I was with this girl in 8th grade, and for our 1 month anniversary.
Isn't it funny you did months?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, bitch, we got to get years in. Maybe
hell
a
yeah.
decade, and then I'll take you seriously.
100%.
100%.
Crazy. 1 month in, what she wanted to do for our 1 month anniversary wasn't like a kiss or anything like that. She wanted a hug. And I, who've never even kissed anybody at that time, was like, this is going way too slow for me. I was still like, I'm sorry, that's too fucking slow. No, thank
what
you.
Age
and now she's
this?
Gay.
Now she's gay. You did that. That's your fault. Put that on your tombstone.
I showed her how cool men are. How cool men are, and how problematic they were when
hug
you
hug fast, die hard. That's
yeah,
how you
yeah.
live your life.
Yes.
50% at a time.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh my god. So wait, what surface did you lose your virginity on? Because mine was a futon, and I feel like
couch.
Thank you.
A long couch.
Okay, a long couch.
Well, yeah.
The well, one that had, like, recliners on the end?
No recliners,
okay.
just a couch.
Straight...
It was an old Portuguese man's couch.
Oh.
It was just, like,
so you dipped
three
into
seats
the,
next to each other.
Dipped into the foreign pond for your first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah,
huh?
I don't know. If, I say that I lost my virginity while watching Lilo and Stitch, but I don't know if that's actually what happened. We used to watch movies all the time, because this is Disney Princess Girl.
Oh, so, oh, it's the same girl?
Yo, yeah,
the
dude,
first
I had
hug,
a, I had
kiss,
a fucking
and
plan,
fuck?
Bro. Yes.
Was all her?
She was talking about wanting to do shit in Disney.
I respect that.
And I was like, as much as that would be cool, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't have Disneyland money. I'm a fucking junior in high school.
I'll be the attendant at Space Ballet.
Yeah,
okay, I'll check
yeah,
your
yeah.
tickets.
Yeah. We're doing this on your dad's couch. And so it's we used to watch Disney movies and all that, which I loved, but and then I probably the first time we actually did it probably wasn't around. We probably weren't watching a Disney movie, but I have a joke where I'm like, I lost my virginity to Lilo and Stitch, and that does pretty well. I go, I see something about like, Ohana meant family. Now Ohana means fellatio or something like that.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I don't say it anymore, but it was a good joke.
No,
for the time.
Is it? Do you like? Okay, so interesting take. Like, do you not say certain jokes even though they kill because like you're just so tired of it? So when you say it, you kind of go on autopilot.
Oh, I have it for a couple jokes for sure, but it's not like a. It's not like something that I usually do.
When you put a joke away, do you like put it in an archive and like Rolodex it later, or do you just it's done?
No, I definitely, because sometimes most of my sets right now are like 20-minute sets, but every time I have to do a 45 or an hour, I have to pull back.
Oh yeah,
I have
for
to go
sure.
Look for older.
So
jokes.
In those 20s though, you kind of like put those on the reserves.
Yeah, I put a lot of older jokes on reserve, and I'm only really working on new stuff on the 20s.
Yeah.
And that's then how I don't bring out the old stuff until it's time to do, like, a headline.
Yeah,
set.
Or if I'm really losing them, I'm like, all right, we're going to get the hits. Nothing but the hits.
See, yeah, I always make sure I have a couple hits in there, though.
Yeah.
I really try not to have a bad set almost ever. If I'm doing 20, I'll start with something good. I'll do experimental shit in the middle, and I'll make sure I close good almost every time.
Yeah, and that's kind of the – it's so funny because – how long have you been doing stand-up
now? It's going to be four next week.
Four years? Okay. So it's kind of, it's such a learning curve. And like everyone can give you advice and whatever, but I feel like you're only going to grow and understand the more you're getting that stage time in. It's like a muscle. It's like working out.
I agree.
So like even when I was on the road with Troy like a couple weeks ago and then I came back, I like took a week off for my birthday and like went upstate, saw some old friends, fucked around, was nice. And then I came back home and I was like, oh my God, I haven't been on stage in like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And like I haven't not been on stage in like that long in a long time.
Yeah.
So then when I like came back, I had to like host a show and I was like, the fuck? Like, you feel it. You gotta, like, shake it off.
You feel it leave.
Yeah.
You feel it kind of leave, dude. Yeah.
And you're like, damn, dude. Like, I know how to do this. What is wrong with me? And then you get in your head, and then they know you're not present, so then it reads unauthentic, and then you're like, oh, my God. It is such a vibe.
Dude, that whole thing about reading authentic is so fucking true. You don't even realize how true it is.
Yeah.
You don't even realize how fucking true it is until you're in a position where you're not being that. And then you see it and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, because then
this
set's
scrapped.
Yeah. And then it starts building in your head and you're like, I'm better than this, like while you're like doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, and then you like pull out like a hit and then it doesn't hit.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad, but it's like not getting the reception you usually get for that bit. And then you're just like, fuck. And
you wouldn't think that they know when you're on autopilot.
Exactly.
Sometimes they fucking pick up on that.
And sometimes I'm like, dude, like, I used to, especially when I, like, started hosting, because, like, I kind of got thrown into the deep waters with that. I was like, I've never hosted. I don't know what to do. I've never watched people host. I don't understand. So I kind of, like, got thrown into it, and, like, that was honestly the best thing that could have happened to me. This was, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and I was like, all right. And now I'm like, oh, my God, that helped me so much with, like, crowd work, being in the moment, like, feeling the vibe, and, like, and then that translates into when you are just doing a spot because you're, like, so with them, like, on that journey. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to strap in, lean in, and just be yourself, which sounds so cliche.
It does, but it's also the fucking, I think it's a cliche for a reason.
Yeah, because it's true.
It's true as fuck.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, like, if something's cliche, I'm going to call it out for being cliche. But, like, for that, it's like, no, you can't really refute it.
Yeah,
you can't refute it.
Yeah, because the results are there and it's live. Like, that's a direct result.
100%.
Like, I remember, like, I used to, in the beginning, so funny, I started out, like, Gotham. I was doing, like, talent showcases.
Okay.
You know? So, like, one of my friends was like, you should do this. Everyone's like, you're so funny. Man. You should do stand-up. And I was like, okay. And then I went up. And I obviously had no idea what I was doing. I was supposed to have a type 5, right? And I was like, I don't know what that is. And then it was like a bringer show, of course.
Uh-huh.
And you had to bring 10 people, which isn't a big ask. Okay?
Sure, but also this is your first time
but
doing
I'm like,
it?
Oh, like,
and you're bringing 10?
I can bring 20. I can bring 30. Like, I'm gonna just go into all my DMs. But like,
and the comedy club loves you for bringing the people.
Yes, and then but then that's such a fake nice thing. Sure. But when you're young,
and those people aren't
gonna
come back.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna, like,
But so then I did do that for the first like 3 or 4 sets that I ever did in Gotham. I invited the same people because they were in the area and they were like, we love comedy. And I was like, it's always, and Gotham always has great people like drop in. Like they had like Jerry Seinfeld coming on shows and like Jim Gaffigan and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And so I remember I brought pretty much the same 10 people for like my first four.
And they kept coming back?
Four or five sets. Yeah. They were really
nice or were you crushing it?
No. Okay. Well, so this is the thing. I thought that every show, this is our last one, don't worry.
Okay.
Every show, I thought you had to, I was like, well, now what do we do with that piss amount left? I thought that you had to do a new set every time.
Okay, so you were, okay.
Because I didn't know. You know, sure. You're like starting out, you're kind of like naive.
So you're bringing, the people are coming back because also you're getting new
because
stuff.
Because I was
you?
Just doing new things every time.
And how often were you going back with a new five? Every week or every couple of
weeks?
It was
like five shows that I did, like five new 5-minute sets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And it's so funny looking back because I'm like, oh, that would have been a nice like 25 minute altogether. Yeah. But like it wasn't good. I was new. I mean, some of it was good. I could have salvaged. I still do like some of it that I did way back. But like, but it's so funny because I was like, the night that I realized that wasn't what you were supposed to do, mm-hmm. I was talking to.
Something's telling me. I'm so sorry. Something's telling me not to do this last one.
Okay, don't do it. You gotta drive.
Something's bubbling in my throat, and it's like if I put another one back, I am so afraid of what's gonna happen.
Oh my god, don't do it!
Dude, as much as I want to do it for the fucking bit, I gotta watch myself.
No, don't. Honestly, don't. Okay. I'm not.
You're gonna do both of them.
All right, time of death. 8:56. 8:58.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. No, I appreciate.
Are you only gonna do it if I did it? Were you only gonna do it if I did it?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going to take a shot alone.
You're not going to do it yourself?
Unless Rick.
Rick. You want a shot, Rick?
Rickety Cricket. No? Come on.
Ricky Gervais.
You just got back from Jamaica. You were wearing a chain yesterday. Don't act like you're better than this. Come on. Just
come on,
little.
Slater has to fucking
really
drink.
It's actually like really, it's solid. It's solid like alcohol.
Clink the glasses, Rick.
Do you want a chaser?
You want Pepsi?
we're offering it to him now when he provided it with us.
Yes.
Okay. I like your shirt. Good things take time. They sure do. Oh,
fuck yeah.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, Rick. You're the best.
Thank you, Rick. Hell yeah, brother. Whoa.
Welcome to my life.
This granola bar is sick, Rick.
Dude, right? Little snacky poos. I forgot about them. Yo.
Fuck.
Okay. So, did your mom ever pack these in your lunches growing up?
No. I never had.
Do you recognize it? What was in your...
What was in my lunchbox?
A weird special take, but yeah, what was...
I don't remember.
You know, you don't remember, like, your favorite snacks when you were younger? Like, I love cosmic brownies.
I was never allowed to have that. I loved that shit, but it was always at my cousin's house. I'd have to go to their house if I wanted any of that shit.
Why? Because they were Jewish?
Look, my mom, I always had a weight problem growing up, so my mom never had that shit in our house.
And now she's shooting you up?
Oh, yeah, she's shooting me up.
And giving you diet pills and telling you to salivate? Yeah.
Because she would send me to my cousin's too often, and I'd have all the fucking cosmic brownies there.
That's hilarious. They weren't cosmic brownies, they were cousin brownies.
They were cousin brownies.
That's good.
I think whatever I was bringing to school was probably just a sandwich. We never really had bags of chips. Maybe like a sandwich, grapes, and a water bottle.
Oh my god, the grape.
Yeah, green grapes. Yeah.
I love grapes.
Grapes are sick.
Ooh, that's crazy.
This is the part of the podcast where we fucking eat.
You don't care anymore. Yeah. You can't drink and not eat is like a problem. Look how shiny these are though.
They dude, so good, dude. Those ones are so fucking sick.
They spray them with the addictive American chemical that makes us all come back. It's like RFK's like, they're red day. Like, shut up, RFK.
I just did a fucking sketch earlier today. Dude, this kid that I work with is so funny. Damn, what the fuck? It's this group on Instagram called the Unhirables. They're one of American High's, like, brother companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed a fucking thing to do with them. And they have this video coming out about RFK as, like, on The Masked Singer. And it's this kid, this fucking kid who's so
really funny.
Who was doing comedy in Connecticut with me way before like really early on. And he's in a big ass cat costume and he's just doing an RFK voice singing a song. And then we're like, that's RFK in there. And he's like, let me finish the fucking song. But he's doing an RFK voice, like, let me finish the fucking song. Let me at least get to the chorus first.
They want to eat petroleum. They ought to add it themselves at home.
What a good podcast, dude. Jattoos?
I'll find them all.
This is my first one. It's called, it says Y2Y on it. It stands for Youth to Youth. It was a group that I did in high school that was,
I was like, were you a youth pastor? What the fuck is that gay shit?
It was anti-drug and pro-community service.
Oh, so gay.
And then, yeah, very gay. And then when I went to college, I did no community service, and I started doing drugs.
Beautiful. What kind of drugs?
That's when I started weed. I started weed in college.
I'm doing weed now.
I did weed in college, and then I did, what was after weed? Cigarettes, probably. And then
yeah, I feel like you're a straight edge kind of guy.
No, but then when I got into theater, we had some nights where we were doing acid. I did coke, I think, just twice.
Wow.
But
good for you.
I haven't done mushrooms yet. I'm trying to fucking find a day, but I'm always doing something. I don't really have like a day off. All my friends are friends through sketching or friends through stand up, you know? Mm. So I'm never like, if I'm with hanging out with friends, it's not just to hang out. And yeah, have you're a doing night work. Off. I'm always doing something with
which
them.
Which is good. It's a good thing to have.
Yeah, sure. But I don't have those people that I can just chill out with and game. do drugs and watch TV with. The first night I did acid was the night that I was with one of my exes in college, and she wanted to, like, get back together that night. But
while you're on acid?
It was my first night doing acid, so she's trying to, like, come in my
room. Oh, my God.
She's trying to come in my room.
Did she know you were doing that?
Yeah, we were all on acid. She's like, this is the perfect night. This is the perfect night to rekindle my relationship. She's an evil witch. No, she wasn't evil. She didn't know better. And so,
I don't trust
she's like,
that.
It's acid. It's the love drug. We're going to fall in love again.
No. If I was on any stimulant of any sort, it doesn't even have to be acid. It could literally just be, like, I don't even know, like, fucking Adderall.
Yeah.
If someone's trying to, like, have an actual life-changing discussion with me, I'm sure. Like, get the fuck out.
That's what was happening, bro. I was like, I can't do this right now.
I love you,
but
not today.
This is my first time doing acid. I can't do I have work in the morning. They're like, you have work in the morning? You're not going to go to sleep? I'm like, I'm going to bed right now. I have work in the morning.
They're going to dream about me going to work.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm on fucking acid, dude. As soon as I took it, I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to go to bed. You guys have a great night.
Dude, you probably had some crazy dreams.
They're like, you're not going to bed. You just took acid. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking bed. I know more than you do.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't go to fucking sleep. I stayed in my room. I was laying down on my back. I just kept feeling like I was falling back all night. I just kept feeling like I was constantly falling back. And there was a fan next to me blowing air, which felt really nice. But every time I looked over at it in the dark room, it looked like a fucking scary person staring at me.
No, it's like a sleep paralysis thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Freaky little demon.
Nuts.
Demon in the dark. I hate those.
Nuts. And then I hear a knock at the door, and it's her, and she's like, can we talk?
And I'm like, no. Absolutely not.
So usually yes. Right now, please no.
Yeah, you're like, I can't even talk to myself in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're going to make me extrovert this, I cannot. Yeah. No holds barred.
She was great, though. It was just that one of those nights where it was like,
yeah,
no, wasn't
gonna happen. She's a fantastic gal.
Yeah.
Fantastic for it. All right, so Matt Loeb's on Shawcast this week. Fantastic guy,
dude,
as you all know.
Thank you for having me. I did not plan on revealing almost any of that information to any of you guys.
That is kind of how it works.
I told you guys that I used to kiss my mom. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, there's been some people who are like, can you beep that out? And I will bleep it out.
No, keep it all in.
So, all right.
Keep it all in. This is my life.
Matt Loeb's all in. Love that.
Yeah,
do you have anything you want to plug? You got shows, Instagram,
Follow me on Instagram. It's at Matt Loeb's, LOPES. Also, the TikTok's going great. It's Maddie Fucko on there.
Wait, Maddie Fucko?
Maddie Fucko.
All one word?
Yeah.
Okay, M-A-T-T-Y, exactly how it sounds.
Which is the hottest version of Matt, or Matthew, by the way. Maddie is fucking hot.
Maddie is hot. I'm going to call you Maddie. Can I?
Yeah, please.
Fuck yeah.
And then,
Maddie is daddy.
Maddie is fucking daddy. And then Fucko, F-U-C-K-O. They let you do that on TikTok, you can swear. Yeah. And yeah, just follow me there. I'm doing sketches. I'm doing content there. And then you'll know whenever I'm doing stand-up anywhere near you. Thank you so much for having me. What about you? You got plugs?
No, no one cares about me. Slater underscore Harrison on everything because I'm a fucking boss. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
That's our show, buds.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. You're the best. Show us your Ricks.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.